1620 94.5 WTAW. A College Station City Council decision 2 weeks ago to ban all parking along one side of a street is expected to be amended in a couple of weeks. It's after the council heard from a business owner who says he'll lose his rental truck franchise due to the total ban on the south side of Ponderosa between Longmire and the freeway. Here are the comments from Dan Daniels.
In 2006, I purchased 3700 State Highway 6 South, which is at the corner of Highway 6 and Ponderosa. That purchase included a Penske truck rental agency. Many of you may not know, but we are the largest Penske dealer for local revenue in the state of Texas. Removing all Penske parking on the entire south side of Ponderosa would be detrimental to my business. Penske Truck Rentals requires after-hours drop-off. Removing parking on the street would end that business relationship forever. Returning on-site after hours brings a fire safety hazard, which is the reason that we close the gates after hours and bring the return trucks in early morning before most of you even have your coffee. That's why most of you would never know that we need the parking on Ponderosa. We strive to keep a nice, neat location. During business hours, my staff uses the opportunity to park on the street to open up space for business at our facility without blocking anyone in on site. To my knowledge, there's never been anyone complain about residential type parking on Ponderosa. Both of these proposals voted on during last meeting ultimately only moved the problem to the north side of the street. After speaking with the ladies at Premier Events recently, I proposed that we only eliminate parking of all commercial vehicles over 26,000 pounds on both sides of the street and not affect any businesses that are located on Ponderosa. A Penske truck rentals are under 26,000 pounds. This morning I was contacted by our district manager for Penske, and she requested a meeting with me on site Monday to discuss the no parking zone that was published by WTAW, and she did notify me that Penske would immediately terminate my agency if customers were ticketed or towed. Let's propose a way to only eliminate parking of commercial vehicles over 26,000 pounds on both sides of the street and not shut any business down.
Deputy City Manager Jeff Camp says enforcing the new parking ban affecting one block of the south side of Ponderosa will not happen until after the council makes their changes.
I would suggest if you want us to try to address the issue that was brought forward tonight on Ponderosa, we could probably bring back that next meeting with some kind of an adjustment on that if you'd like us to. When we pass a new ordinance, we usually have a 2-week grace period where we're trying to make sure everybody understands it. I would say, you know, if we're looking at making a change next week, we will probably hold off on anything on the whole street.
Dan Daniels' request, part of a more than 60-minute discussion about banning where semis, trailers, and other commercial vehicles will not be allowed to park in College Station. Here's the takeaway from Deputy City Manager Jeff Capps.
If we're going to do something holistically citywide, if you'll give us a little bit of time, we can have some public meetings. We can try to get some public input from all of our various stakeholders. And then we could, once we get that ready, we can bring back some recommendations on that as well.
Responding to Deputy City Manager Jeff Camp's suggestion for public meetings about parking bans of semis and other commercial vehicles at various locations around College Station, here's Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna.
If you decide to do the public engagement meetings outside of the city council meeting, if you could put on those agendas an explanation of when it would come before city council and the explanation of their opportunity to speak at this meeting, and they could do it in person or via Zoom. I'm concerned that sometimes what happens is they give their input. I acknowledge that it's written there, yes. But sometimes what happens is they go to that meeting and then they feel like they've done everything they can do. And I just would like it clearly spelled out at the community engagement meeting when it will come before city council and the additional opportunities that they have to provide input at this meeting, and that they could do it by Zoom or in person if they happen to be traveling. I want every effort to bring their input here so that these council members get to hear them personally before they vote.
Camp's providing the first of two staff responses to Kuna's request.
I think we can do that. So, I mean, we will get the message out. Obviously, Whether they choose to attend or not will be up to them, but we can work to get the message out for sure. So.
Also responding to the councilwoman's request was College Station senior traffic engineer Randall Smith.
Here, if I can make a suggestion,
sure,
in regards to
please.
Putting notices on the trucks, because that does become difficult, but what we can do is something with some corrugated plastic signs similar to what zoning does. We can do a QR code, a website on there. I can work with PubCom mm-hmm. to make sure that we have a website that they can go to, that they can get more information. And then that way, there'll be a nice and easy way for us to share all the public meetings, because I want to make sure that they are notified so we don't have that same issue again.
No action was taken by the College Station Council to force staff options regarding a parking ban of commercial vehicles. One's to continue handling requests on a case-by-case basis. The second is prohibit unattached semi-trailers and utility trailers from parking on public streets. The third is utilizing no truck parking signs. And the fourth option, something similar to Bryan and Round Rock, that's prohibiting all truck or commercial vehicle parking on public streets. This is 1620-945 WTAW.